The Senate will come to order. Senator Ress.
Mr. President, I impose a call on the Senate.
The Senate is under call. Senator Dzik.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you kindly stand? And members, as you know, that we're going to say prayer, and then following the prayer, we are going to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's chaplain is former Senate Chaplain Reverend Phil Shaw from St. Michael's, Minnesota. And again, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
So nice to see you today. It's always a joy to be here with you. So thank you for the privilege. I hope you enjoyed your holidays. I know some of you probably are recuperating from airlines and so forth, but I'm glad that you're here today and ready to work. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm asking these senators to seek your guidance, that the decisions they make will touch the lives of the people of our state that they have so worked so hard to serve. And God, it is our prayer today that out of confusion, you will grant direction, and out of anxiety, you will give serenity. And at times of frustration, you will provide peace of mind. That out of doubt, you will supply confidence to move ahead. These senators have given their best. They may not have accomplished all they wanted to accomplish, but help them to do what they can do. And you see their hearts of service. So I ask you to bless each one of them and bless their families. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, members, for the moment of prayer and for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Dzik, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunesh, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, May Quaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umu Verbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Bowdoin, Rochester, Minnesota. A quorum is present, members. As usual, members, we're going to start with the Senate agenda, and you can follow along with me. We're going to start at the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 4, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members remember that no action is required. We're moving down to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House has been given, the House file has been given its first reading and referred as indicated. We're going to now proceed to the fifth order of business, report of committees. Senator Dzik for a motion to adopt the committee reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted, with the exception that the reports pertaining with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments, and I ask for a roll call vote.
A roll call vote has been requested, and a roll call vote has been granted. Any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. Members, please vote. Senator Friends, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report Senator Bolden votes yes.
Senator Bolden votes aye. Members, it may take a moment, but Senator Pappas is on her way down. She's meeting with the chair meeting with others around capital investments, but she's on her way down. So it may take a moment before I close the board. Members, just so you know that Senator Housley and Senator Lane has asked to be excused. All those having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 48 ayes and 17 noes, the motion is adopted. Members still remaining under the same order of business, Senator Dzik to lay appointments on the table. Senator Dzik.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table, and I ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call vote has been requested, and a roll call vote has been granted. Any discussion on the motion to lay the appointments on the table? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. Senator Friends, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. I report Senator Bolden votes yes.
Senator Bolden votes aye. And remember, members, Senator Housley and Senator Lange has asked to be excused. All those having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 53 ayes and 12 noes. The motion is adopted. Members, we will now go to the sixth order of business. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file number 74.
Senate file 74 has been given its second reading. Members, we will now travel to the seventh order of business, Senate reading of House bills. The secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 7 and 35.
The House files have been given their second reading. Members, we are now on the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. And members, remember the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. If you like to follow along by looking at the Senate bill introductions, you can go to page number 6, specifically Senate file number 1021 has been referred to the Committee on Capital Investments. If you go now to page 11, namely Senate file number 1078 has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. On that same page, Senate file number 1079 has also been referred to the Committee on Transportation. Last but certainly not least, if you go to page 12 and look specifically at Senate file number 1081, that bill has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. As I mentioned, members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendars are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will now go to the ninth order of business under motions and resolutions. Senator Dzik. We will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, still under the same order of business, resolution, Senate resolution number 14 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. Senator Dzik. To the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate resolution number 12 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails to take it off the table. Senator Dzik, to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, earlier we discussed, we had a resolution relating to mileage, which we laid on the table so that members can go and look to make sure the numbers were accurate. We did hear from 8 members that have some changes. And so with that, Mr. President, I offer the A51 amendment.
Senator Dzik offers the A51 amendment, and at the appropriate time, the secretary will report the A51 amendment.
Senator Dzik moves to amend Senate Resolution number 12 as follows. Page 1, delete line 10 and insert. This is the A51 amendment.
Senator Dzik, to your motion.
Thank you, members. Again, I mentioned 8 members noticed that their mileage was different, and so as all this does is it puts in to Senate Resolution number 12 the correct mileage for those members, and I ask for a green vote. Thank you.
And Senator Dzik, I believe you asked for a roll call vote. Is that right?
I think it's an automatic.
It's required. That is true. Any discussions on the amendment? Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. This will be one of our rare opportunities to have a bipartisan vote, I believe, on a resolution here. So I'd encourage a green vote as well.
On the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The amendment is adopted. Senator Dzik to the underlining motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to adopt Senate Resolution number 12 as amended and ask for a green vote. Thank you.
Any further discussions? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. Senator Friends, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bolden votes yes.
Senator Bolden votes yes. And members, remember, when we're under when we're voting, no one should be at another member's desk talking. Members, also remember that Senators Housley and Lange are excused from these votes. And Pratt. Seeing no additional discussion or votes, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 64 ayes and 0 nays, the motion is adopted. Members, we will now go to the 13th order of business. 13th order of business, Senator Dzik.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, today is February 1st, and it marks the start of Black History Month. It's a time to focus on telling the important stories of the impact that Black Americans have had throughout our state and our nation's history. During this month, we celebrate and lift up Black voices, achievements, and contributions. This year, we can all celebrate the Senate's growing diversity and the contribution of all our members. Indeed, the Senate is the most diverse in history. And in honor of this month, we should note that the Senate also has made history with our first Black Senate President, President Champion, and the first three Black women ever to serve in this body, Senators Erin May Quaid, Claire Umu Verbaten, and Zainab Muhammad. So to them I say your service is important and groundbreaking. This month it's important that we celebrate the experience and contributions of Black Americans throughout our history in Minnesota and across the country, and we honor the achievements of Black Americans. Thank you.
Any additional announcements of Senate interest? Just for the record, without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Lange, Housley, Alday, Senator Pratt from 11:25 until the end. Senator Dzik for a motion to adjourn.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until tomorrow, February 2nd, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.